Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
All right, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? Good morning, Mark Schlereth. How are you?
I am good, Michael.
Happy Tuesday.
How are you, buddy?
That's good. The question. I'm good. I heard you you got into a couple projects yesterday that took you to Home Depot.
Oh, yeah, multiple times because, you know, you never get it right on the first one. So I was changing some, you know, the hinges over time. They'll, like, you know how your doors have an automatic, like, little close to them, and then one of them will sag open or... Anyhow, a couple of my hinges were not hinging properly.
What I want to know is, did you walk down the lumber aisle? Because whenever I go to Home Depot, I always make it a point, or Lowe's, I always make it a point to go down the lumber aisle because I just love the smell of that lumber.
Yeah, fresh lumber is...
fresh wood.
Yeah.
Oh. Love the smell of lumber.
Exactly.
I love the smell of lumber
like
in the morning
time. I did not walk through the lumber aisle because I was on a mission. And, of course, you know, anytime you do a home project, it takes you at least two trips to Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever your, you know, Ace Hardware, wherever you're happen, whatever happens to be closest for a quick run. So, yeah, multiple runs to, the Depot yesterday.
Good for you.
Well, it was great.
Awesome. Tonight, CSU playing in the play-in game in Dayton, Ohio against Virginia. We'll have that game for you, by the way. You'll be able to hear it here on The Fan starting at 7. Does it feel like March Madness? Like, they're in the tournament, like, sort of. Right?
Yeah.
Does it feel like March Madness when you sit down to watch the Rammies tonight, bus tomorrow night? Will it feel like March Madness?
No. Although, you know, what's crazy is I, like a lot of Americans, have spent more time paying attention to Caitlin Clark and the women's than I have the men's basketball. Because it's just been background noise for me thus far. And because the popularity of Caitlin Clark, I've watched her a couple different times.
Most recognizable name in men's or women's college basketball.
Oh, yeah. Caitlin Clark by far.
Yeah. You got to be kind of a hoops junkie, college hoops junkie, to automatically pick out the best players. Like, okay, who's more well-known? Caitlin Clark for Iowa or... Zach Edey for Purdue.
Is that the big giant land giant guy?
Yes. What'd you call him?
Land giant? That dude is ginormous. What's his name? Edey?
Edey Beedies?
Edey's?
Zach Edey.
Zach Edey? Dude, I'm telling you what, Edey up rebounds. That dude is huge. Gigantic.
But.
But
if you're talking about most recognizable names.
Still, Caitlin Clark to me is the most recognizable name.
I think you're right.
If I were her, she's got another year of eligibility. Why wouldn't you come back? Why wouldn't you go back to Iowa? Just smash all the records. And on top of that, you'll make more money in an NIL deal than you will in WNBA.
That's
you know what
true.
The WNBA is?
That's true.
You know what the highest salary there is, like $240,000 a year. It's subsidized by the NBA. She'll make well over $1 million going back to school.
I'd argue Angel Reese is more of a household well-known name among college basketball fans than anybody on the men's side.
Probably.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's the LSU guy.
Okay, there you go.
Of course.
All right. Well, you were giving me that kind of look that you give me.
She wears the one leg that she's got the kind of tights on the one leg, and the one leg is bare. I think that's a fashion statement.
Come on, man.
Unless she's got some type of knee thing or calf thing on that leg.
Maybe.
But it feels more like fashion.
It feels more like fashion. It's good look.
It's like fashion.
It's good look.
Yeah. So
I see Nikola Jokic try to pull that off.
No. That dude's just bare scratches.
No, couldn't do it. Jamal could do it, but I don't think. But yeah, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, more recognizable names than anybody on the men's side.
Yeah.
Now we got 3 weeks of basketball coming up here, and so by the end of the tournament, some guys will have established themselves that way. But going into it, no, I think you're right. So good luck to the Rams tonight. Big games on tap for both the Nuggets and Avalanche tonight. They take on the Nuggets take on the Timberwolves. Minnesota fresh off winning at Utah. Oh, boy. They're going to start the Anthony Edwards MVP candidacy after the dunk you're going to see nonstop. It was a great dunk, but.
Oh, yeah. High flying. Earl grade somebody. Slam. Automatic in Stephen A's book, leaps over the Joker for the MVP frontrunner.
Uh-huh.
Joker may have gotten pushed down to 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
Right? So. I mean, they lost the other day to Dallas, and, you know, Luka had 33 points or something, and Joker had 16 or something, you know. I mean, he didn't show up, so... Kyrie Irving, I mean, he had the left-handed runner, the elbow... Maybe Kyrie Irving has jumped the Joker for MVP. Who knows? It's going to be fun to watch.
So it'll be a big one tonight with the standings as the Nuggets go into this in a dead heat tie for the division. Not a dead heat tie, but basically. They and Minnesota are tied at 47-21. Oklahoma City at 47-20. So... the Timberwolves and Nuggets a half game behind Oklahoma City. So this not only for supremacy.
What? Supremacy.
I meant to say supremacy.
But I'm trying to figure out what two words you put together there.
I know.
Supremacy plus.
I was
plus,
thinking two words, and I came out with supremacy.
Yes.
But
plus heredity. Heredity and supremacy.
That's what I was saying. I was thinking supremacy. Of heredity and supremacy. Supremacy.
Right.
I came up with supremacy. But no, you've got those three teams battling for not only the division title, but ultimately the top spot in the West. Avalanche looking to finish off a perfect 4-0, come out of the trade deadline road trip. They're in St. Louis to take on the Blues. Blues. There's actually something about this game tonight. I want to lay it out. I want the Avalanche to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be... bothered if, let's say, it was a 3-point game. I'll tell you why. Also, coming up next, how would Broncos country feel about getting the 5th best quarterback in the draft? That's next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless bill and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mentioned a lot going on tonight. Got CSU taking on Virginia in the playing game in Dayton, Ohio. 7 o'clock, you'll be able to hear that game here on The Fan. By the way, have you been signed up? Have you gotten signed up yet for the Fans 5K?
I did it yesterday.
Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge? Oh, you did? You went to denversports.com/hoops.
Yeah. Picked all my games.
Who's in your Final Four?
I don't remember.
Who did you pick to get to the finals?
Yes.
Who'd you pick to win it? You must remember that. You don't.
No. No. That's how I like it. That's how I like to do it.
I'm going
to
guess you picked UConn. Don't remember.
No, I don't really. Listen, man. Wow. I got to be honest with you.
Wow.
I really have paid almost zero attention to men's college hoops.
You know, you have an almost childlike, blissful ignorance about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just.
Doo-doop, 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 doo-doop. That's right. I got the note from Richie. Can you please do this? I was like, first off.
And you filled it out.
Yeah, well, first off, you just got to use the same passcode you've used. Dude, I don't remember any of that stuff. So, like I had, I'll be honest with you, the last half of the season on the Fan Pick'em, I never could get into my damn thing, so I just auto-picked it.
It is so fun watching you try to log into stuff. And you do it, you grumble, I hear a few curse words over there, and then all of a sudden it's like, Johnny, can you help me?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got...
Fever, how many times have you had to help Mark sign into something over the last year?
Yes.
So I just started, got so frustrated with it, because one day I spent so much time, because I was cruising for a while. I'd won one of the contests, the weekly contest, and then I couldn't get back into it, and I couldn't remember what my passcode was, and I was looking, where did I write that down? And one of my handy-dandy notebooks, I couldn't find it. The next thing you know, I just quit. I just gave up.
By the way, I'm looking at Stink's bracket. He has Connecticut-Purdue in the final with Purdue winning.
Oh, Purdue. With?
With the Edie-Beaties.
There you go.
There you go.
See?
There you are.
Here are. You're becoming
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny.
A college basketball expert right before our very eyes. So, again, denversports.com/hoops to sign up for the Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Entry closes before the first game on Thursday. So, it's one of those things like if you like CU and CSU in their play-in games and you like them to win their first round game, assuming they win, then you can, you just put them right on that line if you want. But or you can wait. You can wait and see what happens. But either way, get yourself signed up and then fill out your bracket and you could win $5,000. It is free to play for you. I mentioned that I'm rooting for the Avalanche to win tonight in overtime or a shootout.
Okay.
Why, may you ask?
Yes, why? Why would you want them to win in overtime or a shootout?
Because St. Louis is on a bit of a heater right now. They've won four in a row, and they've closed to within 4 points of Vegas for the final wild card spot. And Vegas, the defending Stanley Cup champs, have been doinking around over the last few weeks, and they have played themselves onto the bubble. And I would just as soon get Vegas out of there. If you could eliminate Vegas, no Vegas in the playoffs, great. Your chances of going to the Stanley Cup Finals just got better. So I'm rooting for St. Louis to overtake Vegas.
Oh, so you need them to lose, but you need them to get a point.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
To help close the gap. They're 4 points behind Vegas. What's wrong with my logic?
No, there's nothing wrong with your logic.
Oh, you're making fun of hockey again?
Yeah. I mean, it's completely illogical.
Well, three-point games can really mess with the integrity of the standings. Yes, but in
this
case...
That's a great way to put it.
In this case...
There's no integrity in getting points for losing.
Well, that's a fair point. But in this case, if you're somebody that would like Vegas out of the playoffs, and with them not playing well right now, with St. Louis playing well, 4 points behind, let the Blues pick up a point tonight. Avs get the two, let the Blues get one. No biggie, no harm done.
You think Jared Bednar is saying, hey guys, let's get this one in overtime, go deep, and win in overtime or shootout?
Well, you can't plan that stuff. But if it's a close...
Well, wait a minute. If you can plan on tanking like you so, eloquently talked about yesterday, we can plan on tanking.
Well, you can't always have the players plan on tanking, but you can, as an organization, you can set things up to make tanking easier. That's always been my point.
You could, if you're up by one late in regulation... You could pull your goalie.
That would be that probably would lead to an investigation,
right?
And you probably don't want that. JJ McCarthy is scheduled to do a private workout with the Vikings. Gee, can you make it any more obvious, Minnesota? You trade and get an extra first round pick. Now you've got a private workout with JJ McCarthy. Vegas odds for. Vegas odds for the former Michigan quarterback is heavily, heavily favored to go to the Vikings. So that leads to this question. If Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy all go 1, 2, 3, 4 in some particular order. And that leaves Bo Nix. How would you, how would Broncos country, because I saw this going around yesterday. Wow, we're going to settle for the fifth best quarterback in the draft? How would you feel about getting the fifth best quarterback in the draft?
Well, I don't think he's the fifth best quarterback in the draft.
Uh-huh.
It depends on how you rate the quarterbacks. And don't be surprised, you know, that this whole Minnesota thing going up to get J.J. McCarthy, don't be surprised if McCarthy goes in the first three picks.
That this might be to move up with New England into the top three.
Well, I think you're going to have to. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Maybe you don't, but Drake May just seems to be losing steam all over the place. And, again, this is the lying season, so you're not 100% sure what these teams are thinking about. But, yeah. I mean, absolutely, you've got to consider the fact that J.J. McCarthy, if you move up to, you know, right now the latest trade proposal I saw is them moving up, Minnesota moving up to 5 with the Chargers, because it's a foregone conclusion that Arizona is taking Marvin Harrison Jr. So moving up to 5 with the Chargers falling back to 11.
If you're convinced and you know that New England's going to take quarterback at 3.
Right.
Because there's been some questions about that. Although, right, of late, it seems like what you're hearing is that they're more likely to take a quarterback at 3. So you'd be looking to move up to 5 to get McCarthy. Correct. Or
who's ever left.
Or whoever's left. So, yeah, I had to laugh when I saw that yesterday. Well, why do we want the fifth best? Well, yeah, fifth best quarterback according to
Mel Kiper
to Daniel Jeremiah. If you're going to go by that logic, then the Buffalo Bills got the third best quarterback in the 2018 draft when they got Josh Allen and did not get Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. They had to settle.
No, they got the fourth best because nobody took Josh Rosen either.
Well, no, but he went third.
I understand that.
Rosen was considered the third best quarterback going into
Rosen
the draft.
Rosen was considered the most pro-ready going into the draft.
All right, so the Bills got the fourth best quarterback.
Fourth best quarterback.
In that draft. If you're going to look at it that way.
Todd.
Mel, I'll let you take this one because I think I've already answered it. Evans, you're a dork. To be the best, you want to beat and have to beat the best. So why would you want Vegas to get knocked out, you knucklehead? Mark, I'll let you take this one.
Because the easier path to the championship is desirable. Don't want to beat the best. You think I'm mad about the Super Bowl I won that Minnesota choked it away to Atlanta? You think I'm mad that I didn't? Damn, I wanted to play Minnesota. That one's tainted for me.
Yeah, that Super Bowl ring. I wouldn't take that one out. That's a tainted ring.
Tainted ring. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I want all their guys to be sick and all my guys to be healthy.
There you go. I'm glad you took that one. Next up, we got the Morning Brew. Avs, Nugs, CSU play-in preview. We'll hear from head coach Nico Medved. All coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
So the Avalanche looking to finish off a perfect 4-0 road trip. They're in St. Louis tonight to take on the Blues. And could this Avs team that has gotten a big boost with all the trade deadline acquisitions be getting even more of a boost? Remember and start paying attention to the name Nikolai Kovalenko. Yes, if that last name rings a bell, the son of former Av and Quebec Nordique Andre Kovalenko. He's been playing in Russia for the last 6 years and has blossomed to the point, a former sixth-round pick of the Avs, has blossomed to the point where he's considered one of their top prospects. And his KHL season is over, and he's been allowed to sign an entry-level deal with the Avs, and it's expected that he'll start getting some ice time with the Avs to see if he can carve out a role for himself. So,
how about that?
Even more reinforcements.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Gabe Landeskog is back.
Who?
You know,
who is this Gabe Landeskog?
I'm sure he's full participant in the weight room right now. So, I mean, he's got that going for him. Do you think that's just going to dissipate? the old the Landy talk? Is it going to dissipate?
Well, let me ask you this, because nobody is better at talking about injuries and sports injuries and dealing with sports injuries than yourself. You've got an Avalanche team that has what, about 14 games left?
Uh-huh.
At what point would he have to be starting to go through full-scale practices in order to, because he's not going to be able to play any tune-up games.
Right.
Because he's on long-term injury reserve. He can't start playing for the Avs until the playoffs. At what point, we're about a month away from the regular season ending, at what point does he have to be going through rigorous, full-scale practices, scrimmages, all that, for you to feel confident he can play in the playoffs?
I would think he'd have to be doing that now.
Really? Month out.
Well, you're not going to be able to do it. I mean, how many full-scale practices do they get?
It's a good point.
Not many.
Their schedule's pretty compressed between now and the end of the season.
And they're not going to get any practices during the Stanley Cup run. You're not going to be able to do it then, right? Because you play a game, you know, you travel, you've got a day or two. I mean, you may get on the ice a little bit, skate around, but you're not doing a full-scale practice.
The only real window they have, and maybe this is what you target, I guess, they play Tuesday, April 9th at home. Then they play again Saturday, April 13th at home. So maybe in there you get a couple of hard practices in with the idea of, okay, Gabe, this is your time to show that you're ready to go. All right. But Nikolai Kovalenko. Remember that name. Next on the Morning Brew, Nuggets and Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. You got to figure the Nuggets are going to be loaded for bear after losing the other day in Dallas the way they did and getting torched on the offensive glass on the rebounding in general, getting out rebounded by 23, giving up a whopping 22 offensive rebounds. And the schedule maker, even though they're on the road, the schedule maker giving them a little bit of a nod because Minnesota played and won last night at Utah. So the Nuggets get the benefit of facing the team playing the back-to-back.
Yeah, that is a good benefit. But yeah, I think that the biggest benefit is their loss the other night, getting out rebounded by Dallas. Like Michael Malone seriously, you know, ticked off about it. Don't you? You just feel like they'll respond to that.
They always do.
Yeah, and then also it'll be one of those, you know, just in case you guys thought that you could come in and take us in a 7-game series, let's go ahead and let's put some doubt in your mind. This feels like a doubt in your mind game.
Next on the Morning Brew, CSU playing Virginia tonight in the play-in game to start off the NCAA basketball tournament in Dayton, Ohio. Nico Medved, Rams coach, familiar with the Cavaliers of Virginia.
I have some ties there. I'm really close with Dick Bennett, and I know the Bennetts, and that's going to be kind of a, to be honest, kind of a bittersweet game to play, but one I'm excited about.
Boy, what a quick turnaround. You play in the Mountain West tournament, you travel back from Vegas, you sit around on Selection Sunday, wait to see who you're playing, and boom, you're playing Tuesday in Dayton, Ohio. Go. Not much time for preparation.
No. But I don't know how much preparation do they have in college hoops anyhow?
Well, you do the film study, you do the shoot-arounds, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're, I don't know. I think it's probably one of those things where almost less time to think is sometimes a good thing, right? Watch a little bit of film,
yeah,
go out there
bad.
And play.
Just go play, yeah. Well, expect a lower scoring game. Virginia can be frustrating to play against. They play Tenacious D. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
They milk shot clocks. They want to play the game in the low 60s, high 50s. So see if CSU can handle that. They are a slight favorite, CSU. Rams opened up as a 1.5-point favorite, went to 2.5. Mm. So the Sharps, the money coming in on the Rammies. So let's see if they can back that up tonight. Next on the Morning Brew, some contract news. Mike Kliss is going to be joining us here coming up next, so we'll let him explain in detail the significance of a couple of moves involving Mike McGlinchey and Courtland Sutton. Did something just happen that will probably ensure that Courtland Sutton remains a Bronco for this season? We'll talk to Mike Kliss on that coming up next. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. A lot to react to. Hit us up on the ramoslaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. And again, with the tournament ready to start, these play-in games don't technically count towards your overall score in the bracket challenge, but you can still move CSU over into whatever line you want to put them on. Same with CU. Make sure you go to denversports.com/hoops to sign up for our Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. It is completely free to you. All you got to do is pick out the winners. And hey, you got a chance to win $5,000. Not a bad deal, considering everyone's going to be talking about their brackets for the next couple weeks. Get involved. denversports.com/hoops. Mike Kliss joins us next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Mark Sherry movie reviews here with me, so we'll get to that here coming up a little bit later on. Oh, I'm glad you liked it. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Hunkered down last night. Watched a movie.
That's a good. Well, there was nothing on last night, so tonight it's going to be different. You got Nugs, you got CSU, and right now we have Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, who joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Anybody besides UConn going to win this thing?
But you know what? Who knows?
Can you even name 5 players playing college basketball right now?
Edey.
That's the only guy. Huh?
Yeah, Purdue.
Yeah,
7-4.
You're in Illinois. You're an Illinois guy, right? You're going to be rooting for the Illini.
I hear they got a nice team. So I do have them going far in the bracket. I think I've, got 3 or 4 brackets. I have them, Elite 8 in a bunch of them.
Yeah, I think that's solid. That's a solid pick. Yeah. Yeah,
I have no idea. Hey, Mike, tell me what they did with the restructuring of both the McGlinchey contract and the Courtland contract and what that means for the Broncos.
Yeah, they didn't. What I was talking about yesterday wasn't a restructure. It's just that they had guarantees that triggered yesterday. I guess it was actually Sunday, the 5th day of the league year. But what it did was Mike McGlinchey's $17.5 million salary for 2025 is now fully guaranteed. And for Courtland Sutton, $2 million of his salary this year, I think it's $13.5 million, is his salary in 2024. $2 million of that is now guaranteed. So if you're on the roster at a certain date, those guarantees kick in. And so they were on the roster as of yesterday, and they kicked in.
Safe to say the Broncos are not going to be adding a veteran quarterback?
No, I still think they will.
Really?
At some point here. I've got now 24 quarterbacks that have come off the market in the last 8 days, either re-signing with teams, signing with new teams, or trades. And so you're down to the 25th best, so to speak. I'm not sure, they were in on Darnold. I think they might have been in on one or two others. Not sure. Don't have quite the final confirmation. But they fell short, obviously, and still looking. First of all, you got to get at least another quarterback besides who you draft for the Pat lines. You've got all these receivers in off-season camp. And so you got to have 4 quarterbacks to properly throw to all those guys. So they will wind up with a draft. Maybe they draft 2. I don't know. But they got to get 2 more quarterbacks for the offseason.
Hey, are you hearing anything about Zach Wilson? We've talked about Zach Wilson and obviously struggled and it didn't go the way they wanted it to for the Jets, or he wanted it to for the Jets. But here's a guy that was exceptionally talented arm-wise and athleticism-wise. That's in need of a rehabilitation, if you will, after spending some time with the Jets. And you look at the market right now, 6th rounders will get you a quarterback, for crying out loud. They got Justin Fields. So is there any interest in Zach Wilson, do you know?
He's been mentioned. Whenever you see a report the Broncos showed interest, that's true, because every single quarterback that's available, George Payton calls the guy and says, hey, what will it take? Sometimes it ends there. Sometimes there's a second phone call. I mean, yeah, Zach Wilson, I would still put him on the list of possibilities. I've heard his name. I've heard maybe Trey Lance a little bit. I heard some Hill early, you know, is kind of a gadget type quarterback, and he was with Pete Carmichael and Sean Payton in New Orleans. Pete Carmichael now over with the Broncos coaching staff. So, you know, one of those guys I think is still possible. Zach Wilson, you know, is interesting. He did have all the talent that you're talking about. He did not do well with the aspect of quarterbacking when 21 guys are running around, you know, with their heads cut off, with their, you know, going 100 miles an hour, and four or five of those guys are coming right at you. That moment didn't do well with Zach Wilson. And so, you know, if he can slow the heartbeat, sometimes it takes a while. He didn't have the best offensive line his first couple of years with the New York Jets. He would be one that would make sense for the Broncos, that you know, a younger type who could push Jarrett Stidham for that number one job.
Visit with Mike Kliss, 9 News. So, Mike, what would be your message to all the Bronco fans and media out there who wish and wonder why Sean Payton didn't take a flyer on Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think Justin Fields has, you know, again, like a young quarterback, he doesn't pull the trigger quick enough. And, you know, he takes a lot of sacks. He's got, you know, he's got remarkable talent. I mean, I thought he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for three quarters against the Broncos at Soldier Field this year. And then he made a couple game losing mistakes. That's what he does. He doesn't protect the ball when he's sacked. He fumbles a lot in the pocket. You know, it's a little bit like the Phillip Rivers disease. Phillip Rivers, for all his skills, he used to lose the ball too much when he got sacked. I always thought that was an underrated big problem for the Chargers during the Rivers years. And Fields seems like he has that going on with him. And then he threw the pick at the end of the game. He always seems to make a mistake that costs him the game. And so, I mean, I think the Broncos might have showed interest there, but not a whole lot of interest, obviously, if he went for a six-round pick in the following year's draft. So, I think that's the reason. He's just not a fit, just like Russell Wilson, you know, at times looked good and had good stats with the Broncos this past year. He wasn't Sean Payton's type of quarterback.
Hey, real quick, turning our attention to the draft, I get this sense, and this is just a gut feeling on my behalf, I get this sense that the Broncos, excuse me, are not going to chase a quarterback in this draft. They're not moving up for a quarterback in this draft. And if there's one there that they like, maybe they'll take him. But I get a bigger sense that they're going to continue to try to build this roster through the draft. And I just don't feel like they're chasing a quarterback. Where are you at on this draft?
Well, I think they got to start hurrying here. if they're not chasing a quarterback in the draft, I mean, maybe that's true. By not chasing, you mean not trading up?
Not trading up is what I'm talking about.
They don't really have great ammunition without that second round pick. And the fact that they've given up three first round picks and three second round picks in the last 2-3 years, they shouldn't give up a future one or a future two. Enough of that. And so, I think they'll wind up with a quarterback in the first round, but you're right. Trading up seems like the less likely scenario. Trading back and, you know, getting back to 18 or 20 and taking Bo Nix, that's starting to make more sense.
Okay, Mike, great stuff. Go Illini, and we'll talk to you again later. Thank you.
All right, go get him, guys.
All right, there he is. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. 4 Down Territory coming your way next.